What is that?
I have drum and bass in my other ear.
Paul, I said, if you could fill a barrel with anything, what would you fill it with?
A bear? Why are you stuck in bears?
A barrel.
A bill?
A barrel.
A barrel?
B-A-R-R-E-L-L.
A bill?
Or a barrel.
A barrel?
Hey, fuck you, man. If you can't understand what I'm saying.
I'm half filled with gin and tonic and drum and bass blasting in my ear.
So why don't you go out and jump in the pool?
I wish I could!
Have you seen that pool out there?
That sounds like a good plan. No, I haven't been out there.
Say hi to my dad.
Hello, Grandpa.
He's not a grandpa yet.
Probably never will be.
Yeah, where's your kid, girl?
What are you talking about? I ain't got one.
I need to see the little Justy boy.
Justy boy? You think I'm gonna have a boy?
Like I said, you're like ready to be start pumping him out.
No, you're ready to start pumping him out.
I'm not pumping out anything.
You're like putting your little fantasies on me, and that's not fair, Wheezy.
You got him too, girl. I know you got him.
All right, let's not start getting all personal now.
Okay.
All right, well.
So you got Daddy on the line, huh?
Yeah, he's there. He's trying to do some plug-ins.
Plug-ins?
Yeah.
What's he plugging in Reno? Is he Reno? Where is he?
Silver City.
Oh. All right. What do you do on your show, girl? You just yap all night?
I just yap. I just do some stuff. You want to talk to Rybert? Say hi.
Ra-ra-ra?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Justin's yapping.
She is she's a yapper.
She can yap for hours.
So how's it going over there?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Did you just start it, or you're well on your way?
We just started. You're making us well on our way.
Woohoo!
We only have two people here tonight. Usually we try and fill
them.
Fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You get to have a party every Sunday night, guaranteed.
Honey Pot Radio.
That's cool. Do you guys do a cam thing too, or is it just audio?
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, we got cam.
Justin is making kissy faces into the cam.
Kissy faces?
Yeah, let's see.
What about some exposure of the chest? Is she doing that?
Okay, you as a listener have the right to make requests.
Yeah, where do we vote for that?
I think you're voting for it now. Justin?
You just can't see it, Wheezy.
Oh,
you better go home and log on.
See, her dad's watching.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Okay, I'm gonna do a fluffing maneuver for you right now, Wheezy. Ready?
Justin's fluffing.
Oh yeah, there I am. I'm fluffing. Oh God, that's good. Oh yeah.
What do you think she's fluffing?
Mrs. Pussycat.
This is where we turn to the listener.
Is she done? Is that it? Is that all we get?
Oh no, is that all we get, Justin?
Where's the finish?
Yeah, I need some more. I need some motivation.
Okay, she needs motivation. Do you have any motivation you want to give her? She's drinking her Cobra and looking bored, is it?
Tell her to remember about last night when she had two young virile men on her.
Justin, do you want to reenact the scene where you had two young virile men on you?
Yeah, I would actually like to. You see, I was just DJing, minding my own business, and the next thing that happened, two really old friends of mine, friends that I trusted, friends that I had, you know, I thought were just friends, started molesting me and touching me in places that they shouldn't have been touching me.
You sound traumatized.
And
what happened?
The thing is that my friend Eddie kept calling me a piece of ass.
There, Justin.
No, it was, he kept saying, "piece of ass, get over here," you know. And I didn't. I'm not a piece of ass, you know. I'm not a piece of ass. I am a human being with feelings and emotions and a lot of love. And he came up from behind me when I was trying to get a drink of water, and he grabbed my breast from behind, and just grabbed and held on, you know, like he wouldn't let go. He was just, oh, God. And then what happened
then? And then they threw you on the bed, hello?
Yeah. Then?
Where were you last night,
And they both, and then the thing is that my friend Eddie, who was calling me the piece of ass, he got us a little bit more forward, and my friend Zahed.
He got me on air, dude. What?
My friend
now
Zahed.
He's recounting the molestation over the air. Dude,
my
defend
friend,
yourself, Eddie.
My friend.
My friend
Zahed is the one who, you know, everyone thinks he's gay, right? Because he's kind of effeminate. And he took a whole different angle, and he went in with the, like, you know, I love you, and I really think you're really my special, and I'll do anything for you, and let me kiss you. And then he tried to touch my breast. And I don't know.
Are we staying on live for those?
I know. It's the next thing I know, I was on the bed.
Hello.
And I was on the bed with my two friends.
Oh, dude, I don't want to hear this.
And they were touching me and they were holding me. And they both had a leg over me. And I just wanted to get up. And I wanted to...
I'm telling you, I don't remember a damn thing.
I wanted to be free of all of that and to just... DJ. That's all I really wanted to do at that point was just DJ and provide these people with some music. And they touched me in places they shouldn't have been touching me.
Stop it!
So, I don't know. I don't know what to think now. I don't know if they're sexually attracted
no, no, no.
to me.
I just remember I was with Kate and that's my world right there. That's
All I know is I'm confused now. Are they my friends or are they
are they people that
I can't hear a damn thing. What's going on?
Me? Do you need me? Zahed?
What?
Do you need me? Are you my friend?
I can't hear you.
Are you my friend?
Of course.
Then why were you touching me like that?
I don't remember. Someone slipped something in my drink.
I don't believe you. I don't... I'm crying now.
Stop it!
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, stop it! You know I respect you.
I don't know if you do. I think that sometimes the alcohol brings out stuff in people that... You know.
Oh, we were just being affectionate. I guess. Because I don't remember.
All right. Well, you know, at some point in time, I may forgive you for all this.
Oh, thank you.
But not right now. I'm going to make your life hell for the next couple months.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you boys have a couple more drinks. I'll call you a little later.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Are you on a speakerphone? What's going on? I can't hear you.
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I'm just here, I'm trying to figure it all out. Why Eddie keeps calling me a piece of ass?
Oh, I don't know, just, you can ignore him, he's like, he's got women all around him, he's just in a different state of mind.
A different state of mind than you?
Not completely, no.
You know, I have people who could kick your ass for doing that kind of stuff to me.
What's that?
I have people who could kick your ass for doing that kind of stuff to me.
Okay.
So maybe I'll get a couple of my hitman friends out on you.
What?
Maybe I'm gonna get some of my friends who can, you know, cut your balls off and stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Ha ha ha!
Where are you?
Our production.
Uh-huh.
I'm in San Francisco.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in Backflip.
So, tell me about one of your sexual fantasies.
I don't think I should do that.
Come on, Zah, you never tell me that kind of stuff. Come on, I think we're close enough now that you can tell me.
I don't know. I just, like, you know, well, first thing is, like, sex would be good.
Just sex in general?
It's been too long.
How long has it been?
Oh, 2 years.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. It's pathetic.
Do you account that to the fact that you spend a lot of time in front of your computer?
Hey, I gotta earn a living.
You do. You gotta earn a living. Did you buy anything new today?
No, we just ate and hung out and cleaned up. That's it.
When are you gonna get a new stereo for me?
You can help me find one.
I'll help you.
Help me find a stereo next week.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go now.
Okay.
But if you guys feel like, you can call me here later.
Okay.
What's the number? Right, Brad? Dump. Any of you online listeners can also call us here at Rye Bread Ministries at 267-DUMP. That's 415-267-DUMP. Give us a call. You can call collect if you want. We'll pay for your call. We're here to entertain you on Honeypot Sundays.
Are we on the air?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Honeypot Sundays here at Rye Bread Ministries.
Oh,
and we're living large, in charge. My name isn't Marge.
Oh, boy. All right, Justin. Very nice.
Bye.
I'll remember that. Bye.